You're listening to SBS News.
For nearly 250 years, the wreck of the HMB Endeavour has been untouched at the bottom of the ocean. For the past 22 years, maritime researchers in Australia have been on the hunt, with the Australian National Maritime Museum now saying the wreck has been found. Kevin Sumption is the Australian National Maritime Museum's chief executive.
Yes, the Australian National Maritime Museum, together with our partners RIMAP, have found the wreck of Cook's Endeavour. It has been announced previously that this may have been the site that the vessel, the Endeavour, was to be found. But it's been a few years of detailed scientific work to actually finally get to this point where we can conclusively confirm this is indeed the wreck of Cook's Endeavour.
But moments after the National Maritime Museum's announcement, its search partner, the Rhode Island Marine Archaeology Project, said the declaration was premature and a breach of contract. It also said there was no indisputable data to prove the wreckage is, in fact, the Endeavour. What they can both agree on is this. HMB Endeavour was the first European ship to dock in Australia in 1771 with Captain James Cook on board. 7 years later, it was on the ocean floor. Mr. Sumption again.
We now know that the vessel was scuttled in Newport, Rhode Island, in an attempt to stop a French fleet attacking that British garrison in August 1778, and it was scuttled along with 12 other ships in this attempt to save the British garrison, which eventually, unfortunately, did fall.
And the National Maritime Museum insists it's done nothing wrong, telling SBS in a statement that they are confident the remnants found on Newport Harbour are in fact the Endeavour. They say they did not breach any of their current commitments. At Sydney's Maritime Museum, a replica of the Endeavour is one of the main attractions. But after this revelation, the real thing, or part of it at least, could soon be at the museum too, if the confusion about its authenticity can be resolved. Omar Bello, SBS News.